Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
In 2007, the publication of his As Told To book, Positively False, gave me the opportunity to speak with Floyd Landis. Landis had won the 2006 Tour de France, then been stripped of his title when tests indicated that he'd been doping. Landis disputed the test results and accused the testers of playing politics.
I happened to be in the middle of a fight between the anti-doping agencies and the sport of cycling. They take advantage of cycling because of its publicity. Cycling is, for them, the best way to get their message out. And so they do anything they can to catch any cyclist that they can.
After waging a long and expensive battle to discredit the tests and those conducting them, Floyd Landis acknowledged on Tuesday that he had cheated for much of his career, that he had in fact done more than he'd been accused of doing. Landis chose to make his confession via a one-hour phone call to ESPN.com's Bonnie D. Ford, one of the many people to whom Landis had been lying for 4 years. Though Ford hadn't been expecting the call, Landis's revelations didn't shock her.
No, I was not surprised. I'm never surprised. I've learned not to be surprised in cycling or any other elite sport. But I was glad in the sense that we could just clear up the historical record.
In addition to confessing his own transgressions, Floyd Landis accused Lance Armstrong and more than a dozen other riders and trainers in cycling's top rank of breaking the rules. Because Landis has acknowledged that he has no evidence to support his accusations, the charges may lead nowhere, though some of them seem marvelously precise. Landis says, for example, that he stayed in Lance Armstrong's apartment in Spain because Armstrong had asked him to make sure the electricity didn't go out, thus causing the bags of blood in the refrigerator to spoil, which would have prevented Armstrong from the blood doping he had planned to do. Bonnie Ford doesn't think this week's news will alter how most people view the man who's won the Tour de France 7 times.
I think people made up their minds about Lance Armstrong a long time ago. I think there are people who believe that he's clean and people who don't. I don't think Floyd Landis is going to have much impact on those two camps.
An awful lot of people would have paid no attention to professional cycling this week if Floyd Landis hadn't grown a conscience, and this is not one of those cases in which any publicity is good publicity. People determined to view professional cycling optimistically will regard Landis's accusations as old news. They will maintain that ever more effective testing and the determination of current riders to reestablish the integrity of their sport has put Floyd Landis and others who've doped in cycling's rearview mirror. And they will continue to wish, as they have been wishing for some time, that Floyd Landis would finally just go away.